Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, before we get into it today, what is our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we got a few messages, actually.
Oh, exciting.
I will preface this in saying we had some technical difficulties and that I was losing my mind. So that's why the podcasts were a little late because they said they were uploaded. They said they were live. They said they were working.
And they weren't.
So I had to redo it all from scratch.
That's so fun when that happens.
Right. Which is funny because our first message is from our buddy, Stevie Shannon, and he was talking about our podcast. He's like, hey, Vicky and Sarah, during last week's episode, Big Sister Vicky, at the 30:42 mark, when you were going to tell the audience about the adoption of your brother, a commercial was placed in that area. Was that intentional or pure coincidence? Talk about a cliffhanger. Most of us knew what was going to happen, but it was funny. Sorry in advance if anyone else has told you this ahead of time. Have a good day and ride the turtle, Stevie the Packers fan.
Ride the turtle!
So whenever I do the commercials and stuff, because we have to, you pick a place to put it in. But because I had to redo it and I was trying to redo it during work, I wasn't listening to the audio, at least not much, because I was trying to do it on my phone, but also on the computer. So I kind of had a vague time period of when I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of looking at the audio, but I can't hear the audio, so I kind of had to guess where to put it, so that's why I was a little off. But that's kind of funny that it was, you know, cliffhanger.
Kind of perfect, it sounds like it. Good job.
Sorry, and I guess not.
Sorry, that's the way you get them.
Right, but I appreciate you listening through the little cliffhanger. But we did get a message from your compadre Cesar. Sorry, I say Cesar because I have an uncle Cesar. I know it's Caesar. He's like, your compadre Caesar here, and I just wanted to say congrats on the baby brother. As far as good things going, we are going back to Cancun in August for the third time in 4 years and can't wait. It was awesome to hear you ladies back on the broadcast. Take care, and we hope we get back to normal sooner. Please eat all the delicious food and soak up all the sunshine.
I'm so jealous. Yeah, I'm just jealous of the beach and
the drinks.
Sipping a pina colada.
Mm. Oh,
have a great time.
Oh, man.
Take me with you in your suitcase.
Right. We did get a message from Carly. It's like, I cannot wait for the day that Jay Rubs proposes to Sarah. On the topic of rings, I stopped wearing my ring after we had babies because I was always afraid of scratching them. Like the babies, I'm guessing, not the ring. But I mean, maybe that too.
Yeah, rings are expensive. You don't want to scratch that either.
No. My husband and I got our ring fingers tattooed instead and just wear our rings on special occasions. We got the Roman numeral X because we got married in 2010 after knowing each other for 10 years. So 10 was a special number for us. Just another idea for you.
Yes, I love that idea, actually.
Would you do it? Because you don't have any tattoos.
I don't know if I would do it, but I want to make J-Rubs do it because
I feel like if he does it, you have to.
Well, his line of work, he's not supposed to really wear rings, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you
that's what the rubber rings for.
Chopped off and stuff. Yeah. I don't even really know if like a lot of people wear those.
Because well, I mean, Steve does, Migs.
Steve doesn't have like a hard labor job that could cut off his fingers. It's a little different.
The reason he started, one, because he lost weight. And so his regular ring didn't fit him anymore. And two, it was for drumming too.
I'm surprised he didn't get it resized.
I think it was the material. It was either really expensive to resize or not plausible to resize it.
Something like that. Well, so I'm like, when we first started dating, my thing was people have to know you're taken somehow. So I said, you're going to have to get a tattoo of it. And he agreed. And he doesn't have any tattoos either.
That's funny.
Yeah. So I don't know if he actually would do it or is willing to do it or maybe won't do it unless I do it. But we did get the 3D image of it last night. Oh, and it looks beautiful. And I approved of it. So I think now it's getting in the process of being made.
That's insane because basically any time between now and next few weeks or months, like it could happen. And like you said,
he's 4 to 8 weeks or 6 to 8 weeks it takes to actually like be made. So yesterday I think he sent off the email saying it looks great. I'm not going to do the wax mold that you can do, but I'm going to skip it because it's kind of unnecessary because my ring is very simple. Yeah. So I was just like, okay, let's approve it. Let's get this puppy started.
So in theory, it could be done around August.
Yeah. What are we? Yeah. We're in what? Beginning of June?
Yeah.
It should be done.
August-ish.
August-ish.
So I'm trying to think. I'm like, maybe for Labor Day?
Well, I told him. I was like, okay, now, like, I don't, unless there's, like, a question or something to just confirm about it or anything, mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want to know anything anymore. Right. I don't want to know how it's going. I don't want to know when it's done. I don't want to know when you're picking it up.
I feel like if he's a smart man, he, from now until then, should just send you off to get your nails done, like, every 2 to 4 weeks. Just so you cannot...
Starting in like 4 to 6 weeks.
Right. Just always have your nails done. So that way you're not like, oh, he sent me to get my nails done. This means it's happening now. Like you should just always have your nails done.
Yeah. Or I don't want to be like curious of why does Vicky really want me to get her nails done?
Actually, I really want to get my nails done because I've been doing a lot of work lately and my hands and feet are wrecked.
Need them. Yeah. But I got to have more faith in J-Rubs, but I don't think he's going to be that smart to have me get my nails done every few weeks. Mm. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But
you might have to do that on your own. That might just have to be a Sarah thing. You have to... Although I do have the gel manicure, like UV light, so we can do them at home.
Girl, I got to get my fake tips.
Oh, yeah.
My nails are too tiny. Can you do fake tips for me, too?
I mean, I could watch a YouTube video. That's how I figure out most things.
So, yeah, you could actually probably.
I've seen some DIYs.
Yeah. Oh,
it's so exciting.
I know. It's so weird. It's so weird.
I'm just trying to think Sarah as like Sarah the wife. Like, it's so weird to think of you as a wife. Not in a bad way. Like, that's not.
That's what I was saying yesterday. I was like, babe, like, I'm going to be fiance and then I'm going to be a wife. Like, I'm never going to be a girlfriend anymore. Like, no more single Sarah ever. I was like, are you ready for that? Are you ready? Like, your single J-Rub's days are done. He was like, oh, damn, you're right. But it's just so weird to think about.
It's like, I already put the deposit down. This is happening.
I know. I was like, do you want the deposit back? Are you sure you're ready for this? Weird.
Because you're not like, you are not going to be the typical fiance. You're not going to be the typical bride either.
No.
Because like, even though, like, in this, I mean this in the nicest possible way, you can be high maintenance, but it's not that you necessarily demand everyone else to have ridiculously high maintenance all the time. But when it's something important to you, you expect them to be as committed and as excited for that as you are. But you also put way too much pressure on yourself for it. I'm thinking your birthday parties.
Oh, yeah. I guess you could say high maintenance when it comes to that, but not necessarily high maintenance and, like, I need all the fancy designer things, but high maintenance as in, like, I want everything perfect.
You want everything to go exactly how you want it. Even though, like, when people think that, like you're saying, like, oh, you want, you know, doves carrying, you know, solid gold, whatever, you know, you're not that person. Wow,
that does sound magical, though.
There is a sign in Smoky Point that says doves for special events. So I know a place you can order them if you need doves.
Oh, my gosh. Could they, like... fly in different designs that I want them to fly. Oh my God,
I have no idea. I'm probably not.
Spell my name out for me.
Maybe in their poo. I don't know.
Oh gosh. I'll still take it.
I mean, it's something.
Yeah, I'm super excited to start this chapter. I'm super excited to be a fiance. I'm super excited to marry him, but I am not excited for the thought or idea of planning a wedding.
Well, I mean,
I'm really not.
We talked about it on air and I couldn't tell if you're joking or not because it seems like something you would do is like he was talking about how he might want to do it at a Taco Bell. Would you consider going to Vegas and doing it at that Taco Bell?
I would.
Because honestly, it's not that expensive. You don't have to pay for everyone. Like, hey, if you want to show up, show up.
Yeah,
like, I'm going to judge if you don't.
Taco
but
Bell part.
You don't have to pay for them to show up.
Well, and the brilliant thing is there is a max amount of people you can have.
Yes.
So therefore, I don't have to because you know me, I would want everyone and their mom to come if I could have it my own way. Like, oh, I want the jeweler that's been helping us with our ring. You're my best friend now. I want you to come. Oh, the person who works at QFC that I see like every other day. I want her to come, you know, but like if there is a limit. Sorry, it's Taco Bell's fault, not my fault.
Right.
And they have delicious black bean, because I'm a vegetarian, Crunchwrap Supremes. But then I was thinking, could you have other food? Like, can you bring other food or is it just their food?
Well, I mean, it's just like a wedding, though. Like, you have what you have for food. If people don't like it, then sorry. And I mean, I know, you're going to be in Vegas, okay?
So that's true.
Like, that was the one thing I loved about Rev's wedding. Like, he had it in Vegas, so who could ever come could come. And, like, I flew out, like, Friday after work and came back Sunday night. And we, like, everyone paid for everything, like, themselves, for the exception of they paid for the party bus and, like, to get married and stuff. But we paid for our dinner, which was, you know, at a buffet.
And oh, was, really? Oh, their venue didn't have, like, a reception part?
No, their venue was technically, like, a ghost town petting zoo. Like a Wild West ghost town. So we went to, like, they paid for a party bus because this was like an hour outside of Vegas.
Oh, damn.
Like
okay.
45 minutes maybe. So we piled up on the party bus, started drinking, get there, and we just walked in. Like, it's just, we get there and we're looking around the town and we just go into the church part and then we just hold the ceremony like ourselves. It wasn't like anybody came in and officiated. Like, it was her father that officiated.
Oh, were there, like, seats for everyone?
Because it was, like, an old-timey Western church vibe. Like, those wooden ones.
So it was set up for a wedding.
Right. It was set up to look like a wedding because you're in a ghost town. Like, you know, you can go into the saloon. You can go into all these different places. And so after that, we went and got drinks because there was a saloon serving alcohol. We went and walked around, saw the animals. This
is where... But there wasn't, like, an actual, like, reception part.
No. The reception was literally, let's all get back on the party bus. Or, yeah, back. And then we went to, like, they had a pre-chosen buffet they wanted to go to, so we all just met up there, got our food, and just hung out. And then,
but the people that worked at the buffet weren't knowing you guys were all coming type of, it wasn't something planned.
I don't know if they planned, like, they called and said, hey, there's like 20 of us coming, just heads up, but it's big.
Oh, there
so
was only 20 of y'all.
I don't remember how many. Like,
oh, that's not a lot at all.
It wasn't a whole lot of people, because at the same time, like you're asking people to travel to go down to Vegas and pay for it. Like, one of their friends, like, and she's actually my friend now too, is married and has two kids. So it's like there's four of them that had to go. That kind of a thing too.
Oh, so well, see, that was another thing that my friend suggested is a destination mm-hmm. wedding, because she's like, it'll really wean out people if they want to go or not. And right. For me, I'm like, really? Because to me, it would just be a perfect excuse to go to this destination. Like, whether you are super close to the person or not, but like, damn, now I have an excuse to go to Vegas because you're getting married. Cool.
But then
or
you
now
have
I have
to...
an excuse to go to Mexico because you're getting married.
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, with Rev's wedding, because of what was, I don't remember what was going on at the time, but I couldn't really take days off.
Okay.
So I legit had to go right after work on Friday and then come back Sunday night. Oh, actually,
that's all you need in Vegas. That's but let's get real.
But like, it was like Sunday. Actually, I left Sunday morning early and then got home like Sunday, you know, afternoonish. And so tried to like recover the rest of the day. But it was constant. Like, I arrived and I arrived a little later than everyone else. But they had gone to we had the bachelorette party that night.
Wow. You guys did a back to back.
Yeah. So arrived. Part of the bachelorette party was they wanted to go see Britney Spears because that was when she was doing her residency.
Oh, that's cool.
But I was like, I don't want to spend $200-$300 on tickets. And like, Britney Spears is cool, but not for that price.
Dude, Rev's wife is a champ for doing that the day before getting married.
So I went to a bar, met the other person, which is the gal I became friends with. We met up at a bar, hung out until they were done. Then we did all the bachelorette shenanigans.
Penises!
Yeah, strip clubs, all that fun stuff. Went to sleep. And then I split the room with Matt Coke because...
Oh, yeah.
It was cheaper. and so I woke him up early. Poor him, because he's a night guy. I'm a morning person. I'm like, wake up, dude. We're going to go meet up with our other friend who was living in Vegas at the time. Like, we're going to go get breakfast. So we hung out with them. Then we came back, got dressed up, and then we went and did the, like, it was like middle of the day, like noon, one-ish, where we had to leave for the wedding stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a little far away. It becomes like an all-day extravaganza.
Right. So it was just like, it wasn't so much I get to enjoy Vegas and do all these other things. Not saying I didn't enjoy myself, because I'm not a Vegas person anyway.
And you're not a Vegas person, though. To me, that sounds amazing. That's how you do Vegas. You're in and out, and you turn the F up while you're there and then die.
But like that's the thing too, like I don't feel like I necessarily experience Vegas, because everyone's like, well, I went to this club and this bar and this place and that, and I'm like, okay, well, I did a few things, but like I didn't turn up like my other friends do, who like Vegas is their jam. It's like, we always have to go here, we go this and we do this and we this. I'm like, no.
No,
that's too much and a lot of money, and it's too high. I don't know. I mean, it was the perfect amount of time. But like whenever I do end up getting married, it's definitely going to be destination, because I have a huge family.
Do you think they'll still come though? Because I feel like a destination is the perfect excuse for a vacation for a lot of people.
No, because a lot of them have like businesses and stuff and
they can't get away from that long.
Things they can't get away from because it's usually like, okay, well, I'm going to go on vacation and then the other relative handles it, right?
Oh.
And it's like there's some relatives I'm like, yeah, I love you. And if, you know, if you needed a kidney, I'd go get tested. Sure. But I don't really care.
That's why I told my boyfriend, like, we probably need to have a place that just has a cap, whether we do like a destination, whether we do like this Taco Bell, whether right. we do like a venue. Like, it can't just be, oh, you can have 500 people if mm-hmm. you want, because yeah. then. Woo!
Because you also, it's not so much even the venue, the price of the venue and how big it is for however many people. You then have to start looking at feeding all these people.
Yeah.
And sometimes it comes out to like $50 a plate.
Feeding them. And then I want an open bar. So providing them all the booze, which mm-hmm. could be 50 to 100 per person with alcohol. Like, mm-hmm. and then of course, if you let people invite their ciggos, and I'm like, I don't even effing know you. And then that's a whole other $100, $200 for some strangers. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
I know my friend for her wedding, and unfortunately it happened during the storm, so a lot of people didn't show up. She's like, Dan, you could have brought a guest. But like it was so tight, right? Coming up to before the wedding, she's like, I'm sorry, but I don't have space for you to bring
the
a plus
capacity.
One.
Yeah. She had too many people.
So she's like, I can't have you bring a plus one. I'm like, that's totally fine. I'm not.
Oh, I'm totally on. Like, I, even if I have like a normal wedding or whatever, I don't even know if I'm going to allow people with significant others unless I know them.
Right. Like, or it's like, okay, you've been together for basically the same amount of time somebody would be married for. You've been together for 7 years. Okay. I guess you can come.
Yeah. But just like random significant other. And then,
like,
and then
I just started dating him. I'm in love with him 5 weeks ago.
Yeah. Or people that don't even bring a significant other and they just bring like their best friend or right. their girlfriend or their brother or whoever. I'm like, I don't know you. Why?
Right.
What? I don't know. So yeah, I'm really excited to be a fiance, but I'm not excited for the wedding. The planning of the wedding. So,
yeah.
We'll see how it all shakes. Because I'm right now I'm very open to a lot of ideas. I really want J-Rubs to have his opinions, but he's a very much like a dude and doesn't really give two F's. He's like, I don't care, whatever.
I mean,
but I really want him to have a say in it, because don't let me do this all, because I will probably go crazy and have the most ridiculous wedding.
See, I think... a nice place to start, and this could probably apply to most things, is write a list of things that you absolutely have to have. Because my first reaction was, oh, let me suggest, how about a courthouse wedding and just do a big party? But you really want to be walked down the aisle by your dad. So stuff
Which
like that.
Which could happen in a courthouse.
I mean, I guess that could, but I don't know how easy that is. And I've seen some beautiful photography pictures of people in their wedding dresses at the courthouse. I'm like, it's still a really nice experience. But write things that you have to have at your wedding. Like, I need to have my dad walk me down the aisle. I would like to have this particular song play. And then if it's like when you walk down the aisle.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Like, and then you start thinking, well, do I really need a DJ? Do I need a band or whatever? Like, maybe I can just pop in Spotify and just have it, you know, make an awesome playlist.
Yeah. I mean, I know. It's just kind of, I mean,
like,
we'll
I have
see.
To have a, what is it? A open bar, like that kind of thing. So that way you don't stray too much and get into other things and then realize you can't do the things you want to do.
I know. And we'll see how I feel once I have that ring on my finger, because I've heard it changes. Like, what, some people are like, yeah, I'll be cool with a tiny whatever. And then they get the ring and they're like, no, it must be the most amazing, drastic, dramatic, mm-hmm. incredible extravaganza. Hopefully I don't become like that, though.
But I do hear so many people say, like, honestly, why did I spend so much money on this?
Yeah. Like, I hear it goes by really fast, mm-hmm. too.
And it wasn't, you didn't really enjoy it. So you're spending all this money on not saying that you didn't enjoy it, but you spent most of the day stressed out instead of enjoying it.
Yeah, which I feel like if I try to have this most amazing, perfect wedding,
elaborate.
That's exactly how I will be.
Yeah.
Let's get real. I'm going to be like that no matter how big or small that thing
is. Yeah,
it's like,
just might
like,
have I'm going to
be
limit
freaking the
F out. It's like, where are the doves?
Yeah, where are the doves crapping out gold?
So might as well just like get rid of the doves. Maybe just forget about the doves. That's one less thing to worry about. You're fine.
See, that's where I like boil it down to. Let's just go to the courthouse. Nothing bad can really happen. Well, that's not true. Things could. But let's just put on a white shirt, white pants. Let's go. Keep it real simple.
I mean, I can look into finding you that romper that you want.
Oh, I still want that romper. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But then I'm like, what would I wear for my bachelorette party?
A different romper?
A different romper. Yeah, okay, that's fair. I'll wear the really, really sparkly one walking down the aisle. See,
we got this. We did get one more message that I did want to get to. So a couple episodes back, we talked about with your buddy James.
James!
And he was saying that his wife started this new thing that kind of worried him and like kind of seemed weird that after however many years, she started like getting mad at him for not knocking before coming into the bedroom.
Yeah, the bedroom like, they share.
Right. It's like, well, this is my wife. You know, why is she saying like I now have to knock if the bedroom door is closed? And so for some people, that's red flags. Like, is she cheating? Is she maybe covering up some hickeys? It's like, what's going on? And I think we kind of settled like, I feel like it's got to be an insecurity thing.
And they do have a teenage kid.
I think son, yeah.
Son. So we thought, I also thought, okay, maybe just in case the teenage son was walking by, that's why you want to knock, just in case you're not like butt naked and opening the door and then the son's just chilling right there like, okay, cool.
Right. So we did hear back because he had been getting the silent treatment. It's like, hey, ladies, your buddy James back to tell you how close you actually were about my wife.
Aha!
She had recently gotten a haircut and she was so mad about it because and she lashed out at me, then was too embarrassed to say that her haircut made her look like her mom. And she hates that. So, yeah, I got the silent treatment and told to knock on the door because she thought she looked like her mom. Go figure. It's weird because half the time it has nothing to do with you. It's just how we're feeling on the inside. We're mad at ourselves. And even if you're trying to make it better or you're just existing, unfortunately, you
like you're just breathing in my space.
Right. You become the target of our frustration. And I'm glad she was able to communicate that with you because it seems silly. If you write it out, like you say it out loud, like I look like my mom and that's why I'm pissed off at you.
Yeah, you probably didn't even think that. That probably didn't cross your mind at all, but
right.
I can see, dude, I've had some bad haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
And they, oh,
no, I'm not saying you got it. I'm saying, yes, me too.
Self-esteem. This one time I got a bad haircut. They cut my bangs like totally like diagonally. And I ran in my closet, put a towel over my head and like refused to come out. Yeah. And this was recent. No, I'm just kidding. It was like hella long ago. But I just remember that. Like because there's nothing you can do. Once it's cut off, it's cut off. You can't glue it back on.
Right.
You just got to wait it out.
Oh, I had what I thought was a bad hair dye job. And I realized what I had described, and this was like over 10 years ago, what I described was different than what it was. Because I'm like, oh, I want a chocolate brown. And I'm thinking like a dark chocolate. I didn't say dark chocolate.
Not a milk chocolate.
I didn't think like the default is milk chocolate. I'm thinking like a dark chocolate. Like a chocolate bar, Hershey's chocolate bar.
I immediately thought milk chocolate.
Right.
I was like, dang, I can't picture you with super light brown hair.
Right. And so she did like this light brown thing. And I'm like, oh, God, it's so light. And like, it was a friend who was in beauty school. So there was still hair dye on my neck. And I was like, okay, I'll just rinse it out at home. And I was so upset that I didn't even wash my hair. So I still had like next day at work, I still had hair dye on my neck. So I was so mad at it. I had a hat on. And then I showered.
But you were trying to be nice because she was still in beauty school and your friend.
And so I showered and it turned out fine. It actually looked really nice. But I was just so angry at the moment. I didn't even shower. And I still had like the hair dye all over my neck. I was just like, that's how irrational I was.
I know. Something about the bad haircuts. I get it. But I'm glad your wife could communicate that with you rather than thinking you did something wrong or something crazier was going on.
Right. So if you guys have any questions about ladies or want a lady's opinion, let us know because we love sharing our insight, basically.
And sometimes we have very different insights and we're both ladies. So,
yeah, actually, very much true. I'm going to do a quick little story. I've been wanting to do this for a minute.
Okay.
Before we get out of here, because I have... Okay, so a few updates on my end of my life. I did get we were talking about tattoos earlier. I finally got my eyeliner tattooed.
Yes!
It hurt. It very much hurt. It was not too bad. It was very a weird experience.
Weird.
Cause I
quick, but weird?
Yeah, like one eye was a lot quicker and less painful than the other. My left eye was just being a dick.
Odd.
Yeah.
Was she even having a hard time doing it?
Kind of, but mostly because I started twitching my left eye. I was just like, oh, God. Because your eye stays closed. Because they have their hand over your eye because they're, you know, smoothing it out so they could tattoo you.
Oh, God.
And so,
I would, like, not want to make any movement at all.
Right. And I was doing pretty good until my left eye. And so your eye immediately is like, there's something in my eye. Open it, like, blink. So you're trying to not do that, but your body's doing it, but you can't because the hand's there. It was just weird. It felt like somebody had an eyelash that kept, like, well, because your eyelashes are fluttering, it, like, kept jamming into my eye. I'm like, ugh.
That's strange. Your right eye didn't have that experience.
Right. Though. I was just like, oh, no, I got this. This is. She's like, wow, you're, like, this is not bad at all. Like, you got this. You're
and then
badass.
She went to your other eye and was like, God. I take back all of those nice things.
And then
I
started, like, my nose got all stuffy because, like, allergies started kicking in. I'm like, oh, God.
And then did you have to, like wait there for a while for it to dry with your eyes closed?
Not necessarily dry because it kind of all goes in. She, like, cleaned them up, and we looked at them, make sure they're even. She's like, oh, let me fix this side a little bit more to match the other. But all in all, not really. Like, my eyes swelled up a little bit, but honestly, my eyes have swollen more from, like, crying than this.
Yeah.
This wasn't
and,
too bad.
How do you like them now? Are you used to them? Do you wake up and you're like, whoa, I already look wonderful?
Right. It's interesting because, like, we decided to only do, like, halfway through the eye. So okay. Instead of the liner going into, like, where my tear duct is,
yeah,
we did it halfway because sometimes you want to do a different line, like, at the different color or a different shape, like, from your tear duct onto the middle part of your eyelid. So
oh,
that way
okay.
I
like
have
make it thicker.
Either make it thicker, like, sometimes I'll do white and then have it blend to black.
Wow.
So I have that option. So sometimes I feel like I want to be putting on makeup now. Like, it's
like fill it in.
To add more or to, like, get a little more spice into it. But then I'm like, I rub my eyes way too often for that. Like, oh. I haven't worn eyeliner really in so long, except when I do my OnlyFans pictures.
Do you wish now that it was to the tear duct?
No, because I feel like once I would want, like, let me do white or let me do something else. And it's like, well, nope. There it is. But maybe, like, it might change my mind down the line. Who knows? Maybe I want more to it. Maybe I want it bigger. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. It's there now. Mm. Always.
It's yeah, that's pretty fun. So it's like, oh, hey, look, I look a little made up.
I look like I put in some effort this morning.
Like, very little. But it's there. But on top of that, my parents, they same day that my little brother got adopted, they signed on their new house. So we're in the
Woo-hoo!
Process of moving them out. But when we did that, we're like, we're going to take advantage of the fact that you don't have a lease with me. It's not like they have to move out of an apartment by a certain day, right?
Right, right.
So we can take our times, not rush, not make it look like crap. And so we're painting the entire house because all the colors they picked were just god-awful.
Yeah, they were a bit rough. Inside, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And eventually they'll paint the outside, but maybe that's next summer. And we are almost done.
Yay!
Because sometimes when you paint, especially when they're dark colors, you have to do multiple coats.
Yeah, and you have to wait for it to dry. And
yeah, and so some of the what is it called? Not floorboards. The trim wasn't fully, like, adhering well. So, like, they put a few more nails in, and then you put a silicone, so it really looks uniform and nice, and that takes more time. We are down to the last bathroom we got to do.
Woo!
And then everything else, it's just, like, clean. Just clean, 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 so that way we can start kind of organizing all the rooms. Like,
oh,
we want to,
like,
clean the floors.
Yeah, starting to put everything into the rooms that it belongs to, type of thing.
Yes. So right now, the only thing we have up in any of the rooms are we've put my parents' bed upstairs, and then we've put, like, one of my little brother's, the baby brother, I should say, his bookcase. Like, he's got,
do
like,
you guys
little,
have your couch, the TV stand, like, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we have almost everything. Like, the big portion of the things we moved, because it was a huge storage unit, we moved that all on the hottest day.
Oh, for, like, God. 81 degree
yeah,
weather
we were
day.
Dying. But we moved that all, and so that's all in the garage right now. So
okay, like, so it's not actually in the house.
But so we have the dresser, the dining room table, everything. Everything else in the other storage units is just, like, garage stuff. Like,
so they're not living there yet. They're
not
still
quite,
living with you.
Because they still have to fix a few more things. But we're hoping by this weekend they can kind of have more of a livable situation.
So when will they start sleeping there?
I'm guessing, like, the goal is probably by this weekend. Like,
oh,
or,
wow.
Like, starting next week.
They'll, like, actually, like, set up their bed, mm-hmm. your little baby brother's bed. And
right. So it's, like, either this weekend or sometime next week.
And get the dining room table so they have somewhere to eat.
Yeah,
and
so they have the dining room table there. We got to fix it. They don't have a couch. We saw some couches that we liked, and I was actually going to order the same one because it looked really cool. But we waited too long, and it wasn't on the site anymore.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
So I told him, like, look, you have a futon that you've had forever. Just use that for now.
Yeah.
And that way you're not feeling like you're rushed and you're buying something that you don't really like.
Yeah, make do with what you got. But right. Still, they got to get in there.
Right. So, it's just about, at this point, cleaning the floors, because they don't want to be putting all this stuff on the dirty floors downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Just doing all that, getting all that paint supply, all the tools and stuff out of the house so we can clean, and then just set up, which I think is the most fun part.
Yeah, because then it really, comes together, and you can choose, where you want things and how it'll look, and that's when it'll make you feel homey.
Right. So it'll be awesome. So I'm kind of hoping my dad, at this time as we're speaking, he's painting the other bathroom, at least the first coat.
He better be.
So I don't have to.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind painting. I'm in the weird zone right now where I am both super jazzed and energized today. I'm overly caffeinated, but I'm also really tired.
It's such a weird, you kind of feel like you're kind of drunk, sort of, at that stage.
We're I want to do everything, and then you do one thing. I'm going to lay back down.
Yeah, but if I sit down, then I might never get it back.
It's I moved this piece of paper from my desk to the garbage. I'm going to lay down for 5 minutes. That was so much.
I accomplished something.
Oh, God, it's that weird feeling. I might have to caffeinate myself even more.
Hell yeah, just keep going. Just keep getting that coffee pumped in your veins.
But I have two stories, and I'll have you pick one, and we'll talk about the other one next time.
Okay.
Do you want to do one about a dad who is forcing his daughter to do something that will piss you off?
Okay.
That he wasn't making his son do? Or a landlord situation of a landlord being a huge a-hole.
Oh, let's do the son, the dad having his daughter do something.
All right. So this is another one of those. Am I the a-hole?
Oh, yeah.
And normally when we get these, I feel like more often than not, they're not the a-hole. I'm like, okay, that's reasonable. Okay. That makes sense. This person, I don't think we're going to think that.
Oh, he's the a-hole?
Uh-huh. Oh, sorry. Take my braces out. They're kind of invisible liners. They're drying. Sorry, they're drying out my mouth. Okay, so this guy, he says he's 50 years old. He lost his wife about 10 years ago.
Aww.
So it's just me and my two kids. He's got a 17-year-old boy and a 15-year-old girl. And recently, it caused a big stink with some family members that my daughter does chores, but my son does not.
Okay.
I explained it because I have to spend extra money on my daughter each month on her extracurriculars, not only on that, but also her monthly supplies. So this is a way of her paying me back.
Like her tampons and pads and stuff? Oh.
So she cleans the shared living spaces. So that would be the kitchen and the living room,
Yeah.
The bathrooms in our apartments, and she cooks 4 meals a week.
What?
My brother said I spend twice as much money on my son's extracurriculars, and by my logic, he should have to do chores too. I explained he doesn't because I feel like this could help him get into college, but hers were just hobbies, in my opinion.
Ay, ay, ay.
So his daughter overheard him saying this, and she got really upset. So she started refusing doing her chores because it isn't fair. I told her she should still be doing her chores and life isn't fair, so stop being a brat. Or I'd refuse to pay for her extracurricular stuff or pads. I wouldn't actually do that, but I was mad when I said it. She packed a bag and took off. She's been staying with my sister, who called me an abusive a-hole when I demanded she send her home. My brother and sister are coddling her, and I'm furious. N, who I don't know if that's his son or somebody else, said I was being an a-hole to her, and that's why she left. I'm completely fed up with the whole thing. Am I the a-hole for expecting her to do chores? Now, I don't have a problem with parents saying, you know what? You got to do chores. Because I feel like it's unless they're really, my brother. Okay, for example, my brother was going to college, and he was getting paid to run. So he didn't have a full-time job because he was going to school, and he was running for the school team.
Yeah.
So my parents weren't expecting him to pay rent or do all these things. This is your job.
Yeah.
Take care of this. However, he still had to do his own laundry and stuff like that.
Like if you're living in the house and you're old enough, you have to help around the house.
Right.
Yeah. So, obviously not when you're a child, but once you get old enough to understand, okay, these are your responsibilities, or if you want an allowance, or like, okay, like you're going to learn self-discipline or whatever it is.
Well, it's also like, even when they're little, there's like, I've looked online and stuff, there's different chores that little kids can do. Like, hey, by the time they're two or three, okay, you're done playing. We're going to put your toys away. It's time for bed. Like, you have a list of things for routine.
I don't really consider those like, no, take out the trash.
No, but it's teaching them stuff. For example, my little brother, he very much loves to be involved. He loves doing all the grown-up stuff. So, like, I started carrying him while I'm making him breakfast. So now he picks out his eggs, like, on the weekend. I'm like, okay, here's the thing of eggs. Grab the one you want. And he'll grab it. And so he's now, like, hitting it to crack it and, like, kind of learning.
Sounds like it'll make a mess.
No, I do it right in the pan. So I'm like, if a little shell gets in there, I'll get it out. It's fine. But he's involved. And he, I have him stir it. I'll take it when I need to really stir it. But, you know, I'm like,
I guess I don't consider those chores necessarily.
No, but the idea is, like, he likes to sit there and, quote unquote, help with the dishes. And he'll go, wash, 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 because he'll watch videos where they say that. So he finds pleasure and excitement doing these things like the big people do, like the adults do. So I don't want him, like, just because...
I do not find joy in wash, wash, washing the dishes.
No, we don't. But the
don't
thing,
get that mixed up, little kid.
No. The thing is, though, one thing I realized from my childhood is sometimes because it would be so much easier if you go away, kid, let me wash the dishes and I'll be done quicker and we'll be done.
Yeah.
My parents would do that. They'd just be like, oh, I'm so frustrated. Just get out of here and I'll do it. And I feel like we would have been a little bit more proactive into taking care of stuff or wanting to learn how to do things for ourselves had we not been dismissed. So we're trying very hard not to do that with him. It's like, oh, you're interested in what, like doing the dishes? Okay, well, get in here and kind of get an idea for it. So that way it's always something in the back of his mind. This is just what we do. Right?
Yeah.
So
I'm probably not going to be that parent. I'd be like, oh my gosh, kid, go away so I can do this, please.
Right. But he did give in a little bit more information. It says, my son plays football and baseball while the daughter is in choir in a dance group. So I do think that my son has a better chance at getting a scholarship. I'm not sexist and I don't appreciate being called one. And for those who are messaging me saying you hope someone calls CPS on me, I'm not doing anything wrong. So that's just stupid. Yeah.
So he's the one that wrote this, am I the a-hole?
Yes.
Okay. So he really...
doesn't see... like, he thinks just because... his son is doing baseball and football, which, by the way, are two different seasons. It's not like he's running to, like, doing baseball practice and then going to football practice. Football is in the fall and baseball is in the spring.
Yeah, but they're probably, like, multiple hours after school every day.
Right, exactly. But what about winter or summer? Like, even if he's training, like, he's not training 7-12 hours a day. He could do the dishes sometimes. I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
So here's what people are saying.
Oh, okay. Woo!
This cannot be a real... you are the a-hole. You make your daughter do chores because you have to pay for her period supplies monthly, which she literally cannot help. It just happens. You are an a-hole in every way. And it's like someone says, oh, come on. If she was a good daughter, she would train her uterus not to shed its lining. And they did the little, I realized how people now do the sarcasm, like how you can tell someone's being sarcastic. They do, especially on Reddit, they do a slash and then the letter S.
Oh.
So that means, like, that they're being sarcastic.
A slash sarcastic? Is that what it means? The S? Oh, okay.
Someone's like, he says he's not doing anything wrong. Sir, you're doing everything wrong. I hope your daughter never speaks to you again. For you to treat her with such disdain is absolutely pathetic. You're a piss poor example of a father. Another person says, you are the a-hole, not for expecting your children to pitch in around the house, but for the sexism and the god-awful manner you've approached this with. Withholding pads from a teenage girl as punishment? What?
Yeah.
Expecting your son to go to college, but basically writing her off? The 50s called, they don't want you either. Someone's like, he's really combing a fine-tooth comb, trying to justify treating his daughter like an indentured servant. He's quote-unquote pink taxing her existence. Threatening to compromise her basic sanitary needs is beyond atrocious and dehumanizing. Lack of access to sanitary products for menstruation is literally a matter of human rights, and ensuring your children have their basic needs taken care of is basic parenting. Furthermore, minimum wage is $7.25. A big box of tampons, like 40 of them, usually lasts me 2 periods, costs about $7.99 at Target. So deep cleaning a bathroom, scrubbing toilets, tubs, etc., takes 45 minutes for me. She should invoice him for every penny of the hours of additional chores for $5 a month, thousands upon thousands of dollars. Just like, okay, well, if this is called, like, you're paying for my period supplies and you're paying for, you know, my extracurriculars. So for all the other stuff, you need to pay me for. That's basically what this person's saying.
This is just so old school, I feel like.
Right, and this other person says, a dancing / choir scholarship is actually significantly more likely than a sports scholarship.
Sports.
Colleges look for well-rounded applicants. The fact that he spends half of what he spends on his son for 6.5% chance that he'll get a scholarship for, it is a very sexist dice. So he's like, well, I pay a lot more for his sports, you know, football and baseball, like all the equipment and stuff like that. So he's probably going to make it, but she won't because she's an idiot. I don't know. That's probably what he's thinking.
Well, and he probably doesn't care about choir or dancing. He probably likes football and baseball. So
right. So will he be cutting her a check for her indentured servitude or offering more advice like life's not fair and I don't really love you? Furthermore, he's not doing any favors for his son, who has no life skills. Everyone should know how to cook. Everyone should know how to clean. Now he's going to be dumping this lack of life skills onto his son's future partners. The worst part of all this is that what he's taught his daughter is that love from men is transactional. And she should expect to be treated with contempt and blatant disrespect for the basic functions of her body, that she should be devalued for her passions.
Damn, that person got hella deep with that.
But I mean, it's very true, though. It's like, well, you know, because I'm buying you these things and because I let you live in my house and because I'm letting you do these extracurricular activities, I'm doing it, but you need to pay me back for them. So I'm not doing this because I love you and I'm your father. I'm doing this because I'm expecting to get something in return. That is very much the message, whether subconsciously or she's realizing this is exactly what he's doing. Like it's in her, you know, up in the front of the consciousness. This is what it's being taught and it's going to stick with her.
I wonder what the son feels or what the son thinks.
I think he said something like, dude, let me go back.
He obviously is still, I assume, living with the father.
Right. He's 17.
And she's now living with, his sister.
Yes.
So I wonder, like, kind of what side he's on or if he kind of just doesn't say anything.
Like, because he refers to his daughter as E. Let's just say Elizabeth.
Okay.
Because I don't know her name. And so he refers to his brother as his brother and his sister, like, right? But he doesn't call them by a nickname. And then he says, N said I was being an a-hole to E. So let's say N is for Nick.
Oh.
So I'm thinking N is the son, just kind of based on how he wrote it.
Well, even the son thinks you're being an a-hole. Then why don't you just split the choice evenly?
Choice. Yeah, I got you doing it now.
Yeah, why don't they just both do the chores? And
how about
don't
this?
Complain about buying her tampons and pads, because that's just weird.
There's three people that should be all doing things. But you are also the adult, the parent. This is beyond BS. Not even just the pad thing, but like that aside, even if he's like, okay, I was just joking about that. Like one, that's not something you hold over someone's head. That's atrocious. But two, just the idea of like you caring more about your son's future than your daughter's future just shows how much you really care about her.
Well, and it's like weird with the whole, like, did they both find out that whoever's curricular activity costs way more and then they were having, like, I don't even know how this would come about. Like,
well, it was the dad was talking to his brother about it and the brother's like, but you pay more for your son, right? Because, you know, if you think about it, you have to pay for the uniforms, the travel. And those things aren't
cheap. Dance, if she's doing dance competitions, you have to do the same thing.
Right, but I feel like I've seen the prices of cleats and stuff. Like, my brother's running cleats were at least $100-$150 a piece, and he needed multiple of those.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it's like, did he does pay more for the son?
Yes, he pays twice as much more.
Oh, he does. Okay. Yes. Yeah, then this really makes no sense. Right. Because I thought maybe
if they pay the same amount, then it's like, okay, well, what
or
else?
If he paid more for the son, then the son would do the chores.
Right, but no.
That's strange.
No, he paid more for the son, and that was
It comes down to every parent has a favorite kid, and in this situation, it's obvious who it is.
Let's say this was you growing up, and you found this out. What would your reaction be?
If Okay, if it was the same. I would have known from the start that my brother wasn't doing chores and I was, and I would never do a chore ever in my life. I'd freak out.
I'd
freak out.
Yeah. No.
Hello, it's me. I would freak out now. I'm not one to just be like, okay, yeah, I'll do all the chores and Joey can just sit down and eat his pretzels and go to football and be living on his merry life. Hell no.
No. So that is... he doesn't get it. He doesn't know how to... like. And I feel kind of bad for him because of the whole, like, the wife dying.
Yeah. I mean, he's obviously just clueless. And, like, yeah. If the wife died 10 years ago, like, his kids are in a totally different phase in their life.
Right.
Like, from 7 to 17, that's mm-hmm. a completely different person.
And I think, honestly, she should stay with her aunt. They're not coddling her. They're treating her like a human being.
Yeah, but her and her dad need to either go to therapy or have some type of reconciliation, because right. if not, it's or just going to get worse and she's going to hold a grudge towards him.
I mean, I don't blame her, though. That is awful.
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't want anyone to have, like, a bad relationship with their father.
No, I don't want her to either. But if he's not, like, if they go to therapy and he doesn't want to learn, then it's like, you know what? Screw you.
Well, if he even would go to therapy, right. I mean, it's a knows? Big step to even say he would actually go to therapy and then hopefully.
Because he doesn't think he's wrong. He thinks his siblings are coddling her because they're treating her as, you know, a human being who has human bodily things and should be treated as equal to her brother.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I feel like hopefully this thread will or help him. Or, I mean, even if, like, not, that him and his sister are going to have a strange relationship, right. too, for a while. And then what about the sister and the brother?
I really hope that he, if that was really the son saying, like, you're being an a-hole, I hope his son is seeing, like, this toxic behavior from his dad and will eventually, like, not let that be him in the future.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, the fact that he can even point out that, okay, you're being an a-hole is great.
Yeah, he knows, like, this is not okay.
Yeah, it's not fair you're treating her like that, even though you're treating me like a god.
But that really pissed me off. but I have another fun story for you guys next time. Like, another Am I the A-hole story.
Oh, I love them.
I do, too. But we'll talk about it next time, guys.
Bye.